We often quote Rashi, Parshas Veschanan, where the Torah says, "Va'aftes Hashem alekecho, cholavovcho, nafshecho, v'chol moedecho." So Rashi says, "Eino doime oivid meyiro la'oivid me'avo." Oivid meyiro, person who serves Hashem out of fear, rabbi matriach olav, is, or first who serves out of fear, his master becomes too burdensome, and he's out, too much. Not so if one serves me'avo. However, I mean, that's, we know that that's true, we know that we see that. The Rambam says too that to do the Avedis Hashem should be me'avo. Me'ira is a lowly level, it's a pusim, it's a beginning level. But lemaisa, there's definitely a critical place for yira. And I think that in this parsha, there's some insight into how that applies and how that might be helpful. It says that the me'aldos v'aterin ha'me'aldos l'esu l'ekim v'osu kasher dira aleim melech mitzrayim v'tchayenos ha'yoladim. The me'aldos, Yocheved and Miriam, they had Yiras Hashem. They were afraid of Hashem, and they didn't listen to Paroi's gzera of killing all the boys. That's what they were told to do. So the Ralbag comments on that that there's a toelis here in Midas. For who? Shein roi sheyaskim ha'odom lasos ha'pulois ha'magunos ma'oid. Person shouldn't agree to do disgusting actions. Va'afal pishu muchrach umetzuve aleim mehamoshel boy. Even though his master, the one who rules over him, is forcing him and commanding him that you better do so. Ki hu roi sheyiro yoyse me'ashem yisala asher hu moshel al ha'moshel boy. He should rather be afraid of Hashem, who's the moshel on the one that's moshel on him. He's the ultimate ruler. For fear of the one who is Moshel, more than the Yerosa Me'am Moshel, but more than you should be afraid of the one who's Moshel on him. And therefore we find in the Pasuk, Shalom, Hiskimu Ameyaldo Islasus Mashet Sibalem Melech Mitzrayim Lohomis Hayelodim. The Me'aldis would not mask him to kill the children because of this. Yoru Hashem Yisale Yoisim Yerosa Moisoi. They feared Hashem more than the fear that they had for Paroi. V'loze lo yiru mehora mehora she'efshe she'yikru lehem Melech Mitzrayim. And therefore they weren't afraid of the ra that could happen to them, that Melech Mitzrayim could have done to them. Okay, fine. So I think it's interesting to point out that we're talking about Miriam and Yocheved. We're talking about the Pulas Magunas Meoi, Magunas Beyoiser. We're talking about literally destroying Jewish lives. And yet it seems that because of the fact that there was such authoritative pressure, meaning from the Moishel and the Mitzaveh, the one who was, he's Machriach, then he's the Moishel, he's Machriach, he's Mitzaveh, they have to do it. So it seems that the reason that they didn't do it was because they had Yira for Hashem more than Yira for the Melech. It sounds like the moral issues, the halachic issues, the human issues, the feeling, the pain, the sensitivity and everything that they had, that wasn't enough. That wasn't what gave them the strength to go against the Moshel. Whether they would have given in, whether they would have considered giving in, whether they would have a little bit done something to maybe appear like giving in, I don't know exactly what would have happened. It's hard to believe that they would actually fulfill it, but it sounds like that there was such a level of hechruch and tzivui that that what really got them out of it was the fact that, you know, I'm really afraid Paro is going to kill us if we don't do this. But you know something? We have more fear for the one who controls Paro. And the Mela, that's what gave them the strength. So it seems that there are circumstances where even great people can be confronted with issues which one would think that in their greatness, in their shleimus, in their high spiritual levels of motivation, that they should be able to withstand such pressures, maybe even to be moisa nefesh. But yet it seemed for them that they because the terena miyalus esolakim, that's why loy also kasher diba le melech mitzrayim, and if not for that, they might have fallen to be able to do such a terrible thing, such terrible things that the Melech Mitzrayim was trying to force them to do. So the place for Yira, sometimes there's nothing that can substitute for that. All the Madrega and all the Shlemus and all the sensitivity and the love and the Beinol Machavero and everything, but ultimately because the fear becomes so overwhelming from the outside that we need that overriding Yirah Shemayim to make the difference. But it also appears that V'lozeh lo yoro mehora she'ef she'shirikro lemimelech Mitzrayim. It didn't only overpower it to the extent that I'm more afraid of Hashem, but they weren't afraid anymore of Paray. You, what are you going to do to me? I'm afraid of the big boss. I'm focused directly on him, and anything that you have to say and everything you have to do. Now, because of the Yira that I have for Hashem, it energizes me, and I'm no longer afraid. All the very things that I was so afraid of, that all my morality wasn't strong enough to be able to, my morality, my commitment, my sensitivity, couldn't get me to overpower this, that I would possibly do such a terrible thing, and that nothing, that couldn't stop. I needed the fear of Hashem, so I'm so afraid of you that I needed that. But once I have that, you're a joke. I deal directly with Hashem. The Yiras Hashem can give me such confidence in Hashem that the terrible thing that would have destroyed my morality, that for that only the Yira of Hashem would compensate for, now all of a sudden that force is gone. Because so the Yiras Hashem has a very uplifting quality as well. And it goes one step further. In the next Ralbag, he says, it sounds like, so he says, here's a lesson in Deos. Why did he make them batim? He made the houses that came out, the malchus kehuna that came out from them. For who? Hagmul haroy lohem alzeh kemoshe zacharnu. Okay, and then he goes on with something else. So he says, this is what was coming to them. Why? Vayehi ki yoro hamealdas esorikim. These limealdas lamaisa, after everything was said, then they saved lives. They defied Paro's decree. They rose to the occasion. They saved lives. There was such as if they saved the whole world. And yet, what were they rewarded the batim for? They were rewarded the batim for the yira. It says, that's why I asked them batim, and he says, "Uleidir Hashem Yisali Yigmal Toiv LaYireim Imenu BaAvur Yirosam Imenu," because of the Yira. So it seems that even though they did such godless, even though they did such atzolas nefoshes, such defiance, but since the koyach behind it was this Yira, the schar was because of the Yira. The Yira was the goyrim. The Yira was not only the Goyrim, the Yira not only made Paro insignificant to them, but the Yira became the source, the schus, which everything they got, because everything that they performed, that they were able to perform because of this Yira Hashem, that is all accredited to the Yira Hashem. And b'meila that the schus, the reward that they got, was for the Yiras Hashem. So sometimes that not only do we need the Yirah to be able to overpower certain Nisyonos, but we should b'chlal be aware that when we access something like Yirah, we access a force that allows us to accomplish and to withstand the Nisyonos and to overpower obstacles and to accomplish so much, then we have to realize how precious that force is. That force is something that for that I'm giving you batim, because you engaged in an experience, in a feeling, in a zach. You engaged in something that had that power. That is the schus for everything that you get. You get the schus for that. So memela, that yiro, when we use it in battling those battles that we can't fight without it, it also has a tremendous schus that because of that yiro we get rewarded with the ultimate reward, even though there were so many other positive things that it brought about. But this is considered, it doesn't take away. I'm sure we're not getting, the Baal Yira is not getting less, if I care, but this is the Geirim, this is considered that this is what accomplished everything else.